Dr. Kayum dictating. Today's date, January 25th. Ashley Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, established patient, vital signs, height 5'2", weight 147, pulse 72 per minute. Chief complaints, I started drinking again. History of present illness. patient presents with recurrence of use of alcohol, has been non-compliant with her current medication regimen, and describes some increase in dysphoria, depression, has missed a few days of school. Patient is a teacher in the local school system. Subsequently, she states she has started back in AA and is motivated to stop drinking. Past psychiatric history is significant for alcohol abuse as well as depression. Alcohol and substance abuse history. Patient currently states using about a bottle of wine a day. Appearance appears well-groomed, appropriate. Gait and station were steady and normal. Mental status exam reveals a cooperative individual who was oriented to time, place, and person. Speech was seen to be somewhat hesitant, but relevant, coherent, and goal-directed. No evidence of any form of thought disorder. Mood is seen to be dysphoric. Affect is constricted, but appropriate. No perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content. When questioned specifically, the patient denied any active suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. No gross cognitive impairment. Neurological system, no headaches, no neurological symptoms. Pupils are equal and reacting to light. Other systems not examined. Problem number one, alcohol dependence / abuse. Problem number two, mood dysfunction. Diagnosis, axis 1A, alcohol dependence, axis 1B, major depression recurrent. Treatment plan, number one, strongly encourage patient for abstinence. Discuss treatment options, including referral to a partial hospital or a rehab. However, the patient feels she would like to try to maintain sobriety on her own. She describes the use of AA, her family support systems, as well as continuing therapy, continuing individual therapy as a support mechanism for her. However, the option to go into a more structured rehab has been discussed with the patient and has been left open if she's unable to maintain sobriety on her own. Number two, restarted on Campro, 333 milligrams, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. Number three, today is Friday. I have asked the patient to abstain from drinking until Tuesday and then start the antabuse to 50 milligrams once a day at that point. Number four, follow-up has been scheduled to review and review. Once the patient can maintain 4 to 6 weeks of sobriety, she will be put back on her mood stabilization medication. Number five, follow-up scheduled, emergency access number 7 provided to the patient. End of dictation.